What's up? What's up? What's up? And this is your boy DJ Preach, right here on The Life Show on Anchor.fm, Google Play, and iTunes. You know what time it is. Let's go. Excited about this episode. It's another day that God has given me. I am so grateful. I'm so humble. I thank you, God, for your new grace, your mercies, your blessings that continues to flow each and every day over my life, Heavenly Father. Today's episode is so dear, true to my heart. Today, we are going to talk about the growing epidemic that's going on in the United States of America right now. And that's simply suicide. Suicide is growing, guys. It's serious out here. It is serious. So we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about the stats. We're going to talk about the preventions. We're going to even talk about what the Bible say about suicide. And because I'm a living testimony, you know, I've been through it. You know, I'm a survivor through suicide. A lot of people didn't know that. But yeah, we're gonna get into it. We're gonna talk about it. Plus, you know what I'm saying? I got your top 40 jams as always. All right. I have that. That's just what I do. And I also got some new hits, some new releases. So you got to keep it locked here on The Life Show because it's the best place to get closer to God. It's simple as that. Y'all keep it locked here on The Life Show, Anchor.fm, Google Play, and iTunes. Let's go! Yo, welcome back to The Life Show right here on Anchor.fm, Google Play, and iTunes, man. That's just what it is, man. Don't let me get me. Today we are discussing the growing epidemic here in the United States of America, which is suicide. It's huge out here, y'all. Whether you have gone through depression, a lot of stress, and you live through it, and you never had thoughts of suicide, you know, God bless you. But it's people out here that it's, you know, they have those thoughts, you know, and some people have acted upon it. And just to show you how real it is out here, I was just reading a couple of days ago the stats of suicide here in America, and it's very alarming. And just this alone, in the United States, suicide is the 10th leading cause of all deaths and accounts for over 44 deaths each year. Suicide is the leading cause. It's the third leading cause of death among individuals between the ages of 10 and 14. And the second leading cause of death among individuals between the ages of 15 and 34.
children as young as 5 years old has committed suicide. Now, I just want to pause right there because the ages by itself, these children, God have mercy. These children, I hear this, you know, it takes a village. Where is that village? Where is the community? You know, where are the parents? Are the parents actually listening to the children when they talk? You know, are we patient with our kids? My God. Like, are we seriously listening to our children when they're crying out for help? Or they just want to vent, or they just want to say something, but sometimes we get so caught up in ourselves. You know, we yell at them. We impatient with them. And sometimes they just need an outlet. This wasn't supposed to be a part of what I'm reading, but this is just what I'm feeling. This is what I see. These are young kids, especially teenagers, committing suicide, taking themselves because of what's going on in the school, but they're not getting from home. What is that support system for them? These kids are getting bullied. They on drugs, some of them. Where's the outlet? Where's the support system? Where is it? and it's crazy because when they don't have that support system from the community, the families, the church, the government has to raise them. And now they become, man, let me just tell you what the Bible mentions about suicide. And you know, the Bible mentioned it several times with suicide in Judges chapter 16, verses 29 through 30, 1 Samuel chapter 31, verses 4 through 5. And you can also check out Matthew 27, verses 3 through 5. And but one came to mind out of Job. Chapter 1, verses 21, and it says, I came naked from my mother's womb, he said, and I shall have nothing when I die. The Lord gave me everything I had, and they were his to take away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Meaning that the Lord gave me life. And after I live according to his will and his purpose, and I've done a job well done according to him, he will very well call me to the pearly gates. He has that authority. No one else should. That's why in the Ten Commandments, it's a sin to kill. Yes. But also to give you an example of a suicide in the Bible with some of the characters, like Judas committed suicide from betrayal. You know, Saul committed suicide. His armor bearer committed suicide. Samson committed suicide. You know, just to give you an example. So yeah, suicide is definitely in the Bible. But before I leave here, I want to give you some of the warning signs of suicide that, you know, you may have experienced, or someone you know may be experiencing this. And here's just some of the examples. It's just, you know, talking about wanting to kill yourself, looking for ways to kill themselves, searching online to buy a gun, talking about feeling hopeless. I just mentioned that. No reason to live. Feeling trapped. Wow. Woo. Feeling trapped. In being in unbearable pain, talking about being a burden to others, acting anxious, or agitated, behaving recklessly, sleeping too little or even too much, withdrawing or isolating themselves, showing rage or talking about seeking revenge. And this one hit me hard because this what I had to experience in 2016, and that was extreme mood swings. Extreme mood swings. Like, 1 minute, everything is like on top of the world. You know, it's like sun, nothing but sunshine in your world. And that was at 7:05. But here comes 7:20, and now you're looking like a bunch of bricks that hit you in the back of the head. That's how quick it can change. You know, because, like I said, you just feel a trap. Where's the outlet? You know what I'm saying? Who are you talking to? In some point in time, like in 2016, my relationship with Christ wasn't strong at all. I was lost. I did not know my purpose. I did not know the purpose over my life. There was no purpose-driven life in William Costin's life. Because I didn't know. You know what I'm saying? I knew of God, but I didn't have a relationship with God. You see what I'm saying? So that's how you can quickly fall into the temptations of suicide. You know what I mean? And the thing that really saved my life was Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. When it simply said that, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. I know the plans that I have for you. But what I need for you to do, while you're in that dark cave, William, while you're feeling depressed, while you're feeling stressed, while you're feeling guilty, I know the plans, but I need for you to know the plans. In order for you to know the plans that I have over your life, I need, come on up in here, somebody. I need for you to align yourself. Come on. I need you to find the strength within me. I need for you to align yourself according to my will and my purpose. It's going to take some work, but I'm here for you because I would never leave you nor forsake you. And I'm speaking to that person right now that may be going through depression. You might not even have suicidal thoughts, but stress and depression will take you there if you dwell in it. Some of y'all vacation in depression. My God. I'm telling you, it's so real out here, y'all. It's so real out here. If you need someone to vent to, I'm going to leave this hotline. But number one, you got to vent to God. You got to align yourself with God. And just in case you don't want to get with God, And because I care about your life so much, I'm going to leave the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number, which is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. But get that relationship with Christ, y'all. Get that relationship with Christ because it saved my life. I understood the plan. I understood the purpose. I understood the will that he had over my life because my life is not my own. Ooh, I say that again. My life is not my own. It's his. Y'all got me? Y'all follow me? I love y'all in Jesus' name. Keep it locked here on the Life Show. Yo, what's up, fam? Welcome back to the Life Show, man. Listen, I just want to give an announcement. Like I said, this Saturday, May 19th at 11 a.m. is going down at Pinstripes on 3478 Mount Zion Road in Stockbridge, Georgia. For those who don't live in Atlanta, that's right outside of Atlanta. I will be speaking at a suicide event. It's called Striking Down Suicide. And it's presented by Kids Choosing Purpose. Kids Choosing Purpose. So shout out to Kids Choosing Purpose for allowing me this platform to speak, to save lives, touch lives, to give my testimony. I'll definitely be broadcasting the Life Show live there. So, you know, I'm get some interviews in, and, you know, we're going to pray. We're just going to fellowship, because at at noon at 12, from 12 to 2, we bowling. So from 11 to noon, you know, we're gonna have a panel of speakers. I'm one of them. But from 12 to 2, the competition begins, all right? That's just how we do it, all right? Listen, that's all I have for the announcements. Y'all keep it locked here on the Light Show. Let's get the top 40. Keep rolling. That's just how we do it. Let's go. All right, guys. That's all the time that I have for now. Hope you enjoyed the show. I hope it touched your life. I hope... I hope there is hope in your life. I put it that way. I pray for that. But listen, like I said, the whole schedule of the show has changed. Remember, I will be on air Mondays at 8 and Fridays at 8. And, you know, Fridays is the turn-up show. You know what I'm saying? It's the spirit-lit turn-up show on Friday. So, you know, that's when I'm on the ones and twos. Or I have a special... guests coming in on the ones and twos, but it's all about the music. It's all about praising God on Fridays, and you know, on Mondays, this is what we get into. We get into these deep conversations, and I like to call this, you know, the intimate moment, you know, where it's real. You know what I'm saying? Let's just talk about, you know, the current events. Let's talk about life. You know, it is the Life Show, so let's get real about it. You know what I mean? So listen, I love each and every one of you guys. I pray that this will be a prosperous week for you guys. I pray, you know, I just pray that God will stretch his hand over every listener right now and bless you like never before. Like, I'm talking about blessings coming out the sky so good that it just knock you inside your head. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to move out the way because there's so many blessings, you know. But all just aside, I just pray happiness. I'm just in the spirit of that right now. I just speak happiness over your life. I speak joy over your life. Somebody is seeking peace right now, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, give that person, please grant them peace right now. Take the burdens off of their shoulders. Let them know that you would not put too much on them that they can bear, that dear Heavenly Father. Let them know that you will never leave them nor forsake them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, I thank you right now, God. I thank you for this ministry of the Life Show, Heavenly Father, that is touching people, that is touching lives all over this great country. Lord God, I thank you, God. And I'm so humble and I'm so grateful for who you are, because I know who I am through you. In Jesus' name, I love you guys. See you Friday. God bless.